How can schools be fake? Or how can mirrors be real if our eyes aren't real? When we are little, we learn that the act of taking a toy apart is also the act of destroying said toy. Subject divisions destroy education. Being told what you should be learning at any given moment actually prevents learning and forces you into memorization. Unfortunately, teachers are going along with it because your education is not the primary reason why they are teachers. They are teachers to make money so that they may put food on their table. Sometimes people become teachers because they feel it took a lot of effort to memorize all the disconnected facts and they don't want to learn anything more. They just want to turn that effort into cash. The presidents and prime ministers, all the world's leaders, all the people who would seemingly greatly benefit from fixing schools, are doing as little as possible to keep their position. They are surrounded by people who want to tear them apart, by liars, manipulators, mimics, or pretenders. And eventually they just reach two conclusions. One, do your job without an incident. That is difficult enough for them. Two, there is nothing you can do here, as the position has been plugged to keep liars from destabilizing all the other surrounding positions and limit the potential damage. Just because a system has been established, it does not mean that it will do what it was originally designed for. These things tend to drift. A justice system will become a legal system, for example. When you take something apart, it is all still there, but it won't necessarily serve the purpose that it was originally made for. Half jokingly, if teachers worked for grades instead of money, maybe then things could change. A lot of politicians feel that they shouldn't worry about the things that you can do on your own later on. When you are in high school, you will get a bad education, but as you grow, you will fix that by reading real books, if that's the kind of a person that you are, some moron will add along the way. A lot of them kind of feel that it is good enough to keep you out of prison, you know, give you textbooks and arrange for work. After all, they are the leaders, and you can be the stuffing, the machinery, the content, the people that they are supposed to be leading. This doesn't really sound reasonable, but it somewhat appears to be logical. But it's not. It's actually kind of insane. Because while they lead and you get a crappy education, the world's dictators use drug trade money to stay in power and fund nuclear weapons research, while religious extremists do all the creepy rest. Leaders, by just doing the surface work, are just basically movie actors. Just because war didn't break out during their term, it doesn't mean that they didn't play a huge part in making it possible a couple of decades down the road. Because politics is so clogged up by liars and pretenders, it is basically rendered ineffective. And no one will do anything right up until the last moment before the war actually breaks out. That's when everyone turns to the same aim. Because if they don't, they will be exposed as liars, profiteering gluttons, or just ineffective leaders. Taking everything up to the last moment is an extremely dangerous and stupid tactic. The correct approach is to apply sanctions several decades ahead, long before the potential for the war breaking out arises. A leadership position is a very complicated thing. It's about the greatest position that a human being can reach. Old ghouls taking naps and politicians doing as little as possible, that's not politics, that's just lying. Prediction, for example, is a major part of a real leader's job. They can completely erase war by collapsing all the things leading up to it. Once the war is close, or once it begins, the loss is infinitely, infinitely greater when compared to prevention. This won't really become clear until you realize how easy prevention is. Prevention just requires real education. The real education eliminates the liars. It creates a culture of dignity and honesty. And the leaders become powerful enough to practice prevention of tragedy decades, decades before it happens. That's what leadership should be about. Let me define some terms for you. Fake education is a name that I came up with in response to people using the words fake news. It is my way of calling out the liars. The actual term that I'm thinking of when I say fake education is ineffective education. But I really prefer the word fake. Because it kind of really, really, really is fake. Ineffective education happens when professionals look at the long-term outcome of an educational system and decide that it did not have the expected result. And since nobody is fixing anything, everyone is just kind of standing by and hoping all the kids get jobs, I just call it fake. I suspect that schools cause damage to our natural curiosity about complicated things. That without grades and stress of fake school, without punishment, and without the threat of poverty that you get into when your grades are bad, and the threat of not getting a job, the big boogeyman, people, especially young people, would learn a lot more. In a decent culture, a culture of wisdom and education, real education. When you first truly notice stars, you'll be guided to use the family telescope. And slowly, it will be explained to you how Newton arrived at his three laws by means of watching unusually correct little machines and then inventing a system for gradually changing numbers. That with love and respect, you would be introduced to computation on a computer, where you can witness the results right away and thus understand what is going on, instead of on paper. Both your paper and the teacher's goddamn paper, where the results look great as the teacher secretly forces everyone in your class to memorize the formulas so that they can put food on their table. That is not to say that being kicked out of school will make a genius, though I can imagine that a lot of geniuses indeed had their start in the most terrible things that humanity did to them. Be careful with the word genius. It's most often misused to belittle people. It's best not to use it at all. The truth is that all human beings are incredibly, if not infinitely, creative. What movies show when they try to convey this idea of great intellect, of genius, we all have that in us. And the reason why you don't feel like a genius, why things don't seem to be working out when you sit in front of a computer and try to write a beautiful program, that's just a problem with the content, with your knowledge. You need practice. But you can't practice anything that you are not comfortable with. So you need happy little challenges across a stretch of many, many years so that you enjoy programming, so that you're not forced into it. There are people out there who appear to have mastered things that they hate, but actually they just master pretending they're good at it. The truly great, the masters of their field, love whatever it is that they're working on. They just enjoy it. A young person still needs a framework. And the framework that will push them away from dumb ideas, like trying to impress their friends by drinking beer or some nonsense like that. School should offer a range of content and not attempt to drive anything in particular into the student, but merely create an educational structure and make all the various types of content that a student can learn with available to them, and with an easy on-ramp. Easy on-ramp access means that there is an interface for a student. Because normally scientists don't need an easy interface, though they always learn at every turn, they don't always need the teenager explanation. Among well-educated professionals, it is assumed that there is a certain level of knowledge that does not require all the little explanations. See, that's the definition of real school. That assumption is not made among the students, and every subject in school will have a clear and easy to understand on-ramp. In schools of today, teachers and their incompetence and insanity invented the crazy fantasy of prerequisite knowledge. Oh boy. Ensuring that if you miss something in the beginning of high school, you will be forced to merely memorize content as you go on, and they will pass you along just to make it all look legit. After all, they are trying to do as little as possible while giving a convincing impression of education and educational materials. Look, I've met the good teachers. I see what they are like. I see that they are just normal human beings with very delicate hearts. But the damage that is caused by subject divisions, by time divisions, by classroom divisions, by year divisions, and by prerequisite divisions is simply too great. There's too much suffering, too much darkness here. More than that, in order to keep a good grade point average, you actually create a real school at home. You kind of create a real school when you go on the internet and begin researching something for real, and actually assemble that on-ramp to comprehend the subject. But you see, that is supposed to be the job of a school. That is how they should be teaching you, by helping you to build up real knowledge as necessary. Knowledge that is relevant to you. Knowledge that is actually useful to you. For example, to learn mathematics, you obviously have to try to program screensavers. Mathematics is simple. It's interesting. So as long as you can see what you are doing. And they can't come over to you and say, "Hey, here's a pop quiz about trigonometry and tangent and cotangent bullshit," when what you are doing is working with pixels, where you don't need the circle quite yet, when you are just stacking things up. No one can interrupt the process of your education with something that is not relevant to you. Nor can anyone pretend that they are not interrupting you by saying something like, "Oh, you picked the math class, so now you are going to learn mathematics." That's just not real education. That is not real education. Real education starts with a question that you have personally in your soul. And then building up to create, for example, a screensaver. And then it closes when you finish the screensaver, or at least finish the formulas and move on to something related or greater. And you don't complete the lesson at the moment when you answer your question. You move on to something else, and then later you will return to mathematics, to your screensavers. That knowledge will become more mature, almost magically. And you'll be able to build on top of your screensaver, pixel-based screensaver. And maybe you will be ready for fractals. Or maybe you will need trigonometry. In which case, probably the first thing you're going to do is create an animation of all the trigonometric functions around the circle. Honestly, I can't think of a better screensaver for getting into trigonometry than just seeing the whole thing unfold. Another example would be a painter, a famous painter. They never just work on one painting. They may not be ready to finish the face or finish the background. They may need to stop, go paint some nature to practice painting the background for their big masterpiece. And when they're done, they will return and finish the work that they started initially. It's not about going from 0 to 100. You can't do that. That will only force you into memorization and having pretended to learn something. This is why I say that although we need the culture of education, schools are probably interfering with our education. We end up learning less than if we would just sit down in front of a computer and focus on figuring things out one by one without any interruptions. It's really difficult not to call school fake. I would argue it's the perfect name for it. Because when you have to go home and learn on your own, and then use that knowledge to pass their crazy work tests, then your school, the real school, is at home. And I know that there are teachers out there who would love if all they needed to do was test your knowledge. If you just went home and learned on your own and then you came to school and just sat around and did nothing, passed the test so they can put food on their table. But a school is not for making things easy for the teachers. It's for teaching the students. It is for truly teaching the students, empowering them with knowledge. You start a semester feeling weird about computers, and you finish a semester being able to program screensavers. That's it. The cute tests with trick questions may make you smile, but they are actually really bad for you. Because knowledge is not a stupid game where a bunch of morons come together to throw you off with really stupid questions. Knowledge is precious and delicate. You do not want to be taking tests that try to mix anything up, because they will cause harm to the delicate distinctions that you are slowly building up. A test with trick questions is just people pretending to know what they are doing. It's just another proof that the school is fake. Just to drive the point home of how bad that is, I personally compare finals with trick questions to a teacher showing up at your home and quietly relieving himself in the middle of your living room with a great big smile of approval or whatever. Disgusting. Your knowledge is hard earned. It is hard work. And when a test tries to throw you off, it's pretty disgusting. Because a test does nothing for you. You still have to go home and write the computer program. You still have to work with your knowledge. A test will only stress you out and mix something up. A test can't test knowledge. A product at the end of a semester could potentially test knowledge if a student is ready to complete something. If they're not in the middle of recognizing other fields that they have to visit. And there's no guarantee that they will return to their original work either, because the more we learn, the more advanced our decision-making becomes. And what starts off as a screensaver may turn into 3D sculptures or jewelry. And here, I just want to underline that the sequence in which you learn is very important. It's critical for retention of information. You can only learn based on what you know, based on the direction that you are taking. It is no good for you to learn about memory collection and programming languages or malloc when you have determined that you are most powerful when learning high-level programming languages that help you program visual programming languages and help others become programmers too. Only you can decide where you are going, and that determination will shift as you learn more and more. Real education will alter your decision-making. It will enhance your personality, refine the choices that you are making, and take you to a future that you understand, that makes you feel whole, that fits your existing knowledge. This is not to say that you will end up as a ballerina instead of a doctor or an attorney, as if those were somehow better. What it means is that you will become an expert wherever you go. If you do end up as a ballerina, then you will also run a successful school for athletes, and you will ensure their safety and security and intellectual independence and greatness. An expert is a person with completely integrated knowledge that spans the entire area that they are working in and the human condition. They're not just one thing that is disconnected from all the other realities. They are balanced. As we transition to even darker side and close, finally, I want to mention to you a quote by Plutarch. The mind is not a vessel to be filled, but a fire to be kindled. You can see how this makes a distinction between memorizing, filling a vessel, and learning, fire to be kindled. Poetically speaking, becoming ravenous for knowledge. Any attempt at tricking students into memorization, including the notion of prerequisite classes, and especially standardized education, and of course punishment with grades and threats of being branded as mentally late by holding them back, makes for a fake school. A real school would never do that. Do you understand that? A real school will never shame you. It will celebrate your education as you slowly take to more and more. It will never punish you. Shame and punishment is not part of education. It's not even part of normal reality. Again, the words fake education or fake schools come to mind. Bottom line is, if you are tricked into memorization, your school is fake, and your education will later on turn out to be ineffective. Now, collapsing education on purpose has been used to instill violence, create obedient slaves or soldiers, and induce regime change. Schools in well-developed nations, as bad as they are not quite exactly super creepy and evil. But creepy schools do exist, and they betray the students for money, for power, out of sickness, out of evil, or just out of wanting to sustain the way things are, sustain the status quo. Here the teachers are far more cunning, and they are leaning towards the negative end pretty badly. In fact, they kind of may be evil, but don't quote me on this. They will say that they don't know if what they are teaching is real, but if their imaginary creatures of might and glory wanted to do something that looks unreal, they totally could do it. It's really difficult to talk about this, because the reason why there were so few slave uprisings was fake education, ineffective education, or just complete and total denial of education. It's been used against us before, and it will be used against us again. And currently there are places all around the world that are using it against the students to destabilize governments or create mobs of crazy people so that 10 years down the road they can bring in military and it won't look as suspicious as if they brought it in when nothing was wrong. It's really difficult to figure out what the bad guys are doing, because part of their game is to manipulate. And the thing about manipulation is that we don't know when it's happening to us. So by definition, we can't comprehend what is going on until a couple of decades after. You don't grow up by growing taller as you age. You grow up in your mind. Growing taller as you age is just aging. If everyone in the world just moves in the direction of intellectual independence, then there will be nothing that liars or manipulators or creepy leaders can do to take advantage of that. No one will listen to them. No one will try to deal with them and establish trade routes. They will immediately identify them as attempting to manipulate. Due to the wisdom that comes from intellectual independence that they arrived at by means of real education. The creeps that are actively trying to trick students do not accept the responsibility for the things they teach because they know that those things are not real. And when pressed, they will hide themselves behind a major culture and say, X billion people can't be wrong. Even the best of liars never aim to win arguments. They only aim to avoid them if they can help it. Here, in closing, I wanted to explain the opening line. How can mirrors be real if our eyes aren't real? Was uttered by a young person after it was explained to him that our views of the world are influenced by our upbringing and by our knowledge. Probably, I'm guessing all this. He looked in a mirror and said,
"If my eyes are lying to me, then how can my reflection truly show who I am?"
The only way to become the person that the adult you should be is by means of real education. Real and meaningful life-changing education will refine your decision-making to truly make it your own, so that your older self will be proud and at peace with all your decisions in youth and middle age. This closing point, although somewhat funny, really shows how critical real education is. And more importantly, it shows how important it is that you get a real education as soon as possible. Fake schools are a huge problem. But when problems are that big, there is usually a reasonably sized solution. So, get your mittens at narrated books that are held in high esteem by all the world's intellectuals. Don't pay too much attention to their flaws yet. It is a wonder that a lot of these works even exist. Allow yourself to grow up surrounded by wisdom. Inherit lifetimes of knowledge from all the powerful biographies and nonfiction. Once your eyes begin seeing through the wisdom that does your elder self justice, you will then make mirrors real. And what is more, you will then be able to explain how the letters on your shirt are mirrored and go right to left, but your left hand is still your left hand in the mirror image. How can mirrors be real if they only reverse text and not your left and right hand side? Grrrr.